Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. We have a special event happening over in Appleton this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with a group called Warriors and Walleyes. You might have heard about them. And on the phone with us right now is the president of Warriors and Walleyes, Lance Peterson. Lance, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks a lot, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I tell you what, before we get into the event, what's happening over at Swift County Fairgrounds this weekend in Lockbrow Lake and other lakes in our Q92 listening area, tell us a little bit about Warriors and Walleyes, Lance.
Well, Warriors and Walleyes was started back in 2014, and we did it, I did it, I guess, my wife helped me do it. The first Minnesota guy that was killed in the Gulf War was one of our classmates.
Oh.
That was in January of 91. So I made a promise to one of those Marine pallbearers that I would do something special for veterans someday. I just didn't know what it was. Well, 25 years later, I came up with this idea that, hey, I'm going to take a couple veterans on a fishing trip. Well, that ended up 20 veterans later to Lake of the Woods, where we went the first year.
Okay.
And since then, we've taken just shy of 600 veterans to Lake of the Woods on trips.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, and it is, it's really, really awesome to see it, to be a part of it. And then last year, I loved to fall fishing. I loved to fall fish on Lac Aparo. I mean, some great people from the local area taught me how to do that when I was younger. And I thought, hey, well, let's do something with some veterans here, too, in the fall, because it's always good fishing in the fall. So we did, and that turned out to be a huge success, and the city of Appleton just opened their arms up for us. Swift County Fair Board, they let us go in there and camp, and it's just been a roller coaster ever since, but it's a great roller coaster.
Okay, awesome. Do you go up to the Lake of Woods every summer then with a number of veterans?
Yep, every year the veterans get to go 2 years. So now this year, the ones that went for 2 years now have to step down. The first year guys will become the second year guys. So we can take 75 veterans each year. So say, for instance, if 30 of them went the first year, that gives me 45 that I can take the second year.
Okay. All right.
So it just fluctuates that way. But Arneson's Rocky Point is where we go to up there. And we pretty much have the whole resort that whole weekend, just us.
Okay.
Yeah, I have 35 boats that come from five states just to help do that.
Wow, a lot of people volunteer to help?
Yep, it's incredible.
Okay, that's great. And so tell us a little bit about your friend, Lance. A local guy who graduated from where?
He graduated from Echowood Lake High School with us, and he was actually in 85, and I was in 88. But, you know, we all grew up together. And I remember when he went into the Army, he first joined the Army. And then after a couple of years of that, then he went into the Marine Corps. And it was a few years after that, obviously it was 85 when he went into basic training. So in January 29th of 1991, he was the first Minnesota casualty.
Mm. And so
great
this,
guy.
Yeah, yeah. So this this idea came to you to honor him then?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about this weekend then. What's going to happen at the Swift County Fairgrounds, and is it open to the public?
Yeah, on Friday night, the flag ceremony, we take pride in the flag. And the flag will be coming down at 5:30 p.m. In front of the VFW. And then we're going to go across the street to the fairgrounds, or across the highway to the fairgrounds there, and then we're going to do introductions with all the veterans that we have and all the boat guides and the hunting guides and all the people that are there, so people can see, you know, not just see these, they can talk to each other and meet each other. And it's really cool this year because the first year we're doing a cast and blast where half of them are going to get to go pheasant hunting Saturday. The other half is going to go fishing. And then Sunday, then we'll just switch them around.
Mm.
So they're all Purple Heart veterans that are going to be going hunting.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow. And then a special guest appearance will be, Warriors and Walleyes also invited Deputy Josh Owens' widow and 11-year-old son to come. Josh was also in the United States Army before law enforcement. And then we also invited the Starbuck police officer that was shot that evening and the dispatcher that kept it all together for him.
And they'll be there participating in the event too then, huh?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
You know, law enforcement, I mean, we can't live without law enforcement.
Right.
And, you know, they put the right hand up just like the military guys did, and they swore to uphold that Constitution. So that was a big part to invite them along.
That's right. Now, Lance, I'm assuming there's more than goes on than fishing and hunting. A lot of camaraderie amongst the veterans. Is that one of the goals for the veterans?
That's the main goal. The hunting and the fishing part is a bonus. You know, if you catch a fish or you shoot a pheasant, that's a bonus. Sitting around the campfire, listening to some of the stories that, you know, never are told, you know, those, it's just amazing to hear it. And not only that, but, you know, Vietnam guys in the Iraq era, they have a lot in common. So they sit and talk, and next thing you know, they're exchanging phone numbers. They got a friend for life.
Mm-hmm. And it's a big healing process for some of them too, I would guess, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we do it.
Yeah. Do you have any stories you could share about some of the men that you've met in the past?
I asked an Iraq veteran one day what would possess him jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. And he said they gave him extra beer money at the end of the month, which everybody laughed. And then he was telling us about a jump that they jumped in a night jump, and they were messing with each other, and they'd run across each other's parachutes in midair. And if I can't even fathom that myself, but I mean, that's what these guys do. I mean, it's crazy, I guess.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
if it weren't for them, we wouldn't have what we have.
Right. Do family members come along with this, or can they, or how does that work?
As in, like my family or the
veterans?
Okay, so this time around, the fall one, we just invite the one person.
Okay.
In the summer one up north, they get to bring a guest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. We got some great farmers over in that area that donated a lot of their land to us, private land to pheasant hunt too. So, big shout out to those guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If people want to donate to the cause, the Warriors and Walleyes, can they do that, or how can they do that?
Absolutely. Just whatever you want to do, you can write it Warriors and Walleyes, 250 Second Avenue West in Woodlake, Minnesota, 56297.
Okay. Do you have a website available, or can people?
There is a website. Okay. It's warriorsandwalleyes.org, and that's A-N-D, Warriors, A-N-D, Walleyes, Outdoors.com.
All right. Well, Lance, thank you for what you do with this. You're touching a lot of people's lives, it sounds like.
Well, we try.
Yep. Can you give our listeners a little bit of information again? What's going down at the Swift County Fair then, Friday and Saturday?
Well, it'll be the very first annual Cast and Blast, where the veterans get to go fishing one day and hunting the next. So it's a really cool thing.
Okay. And then Friday night, there's kind of a ceremony where people can, this is open to the public, Friday night in the Chuck Brown Building, where people can meet these veterans and talk to them and thank them?
Yep.
And that starts time?
7 o'clock.
Okay.
7 o'clock at the Chuck Brown. It might be a little 5 after, 10 after, but we'll get everybody over there by that time.
Okay. And you going to introduce the veterans, the Purple Heart veterans? And
Each veteran is going to get introduced. Then along with the Polk County gentleman and the little boy there, all of my boat guides and all of the pheasant guides will all be introduced, who they are, and we'll go from there.
All right. Great organization, Lance.
Thank you.
Yep, Warriors and Walleyes Outdoors, and Lance Peterson, the president of Warriors and Walleyes, and just want to encourage people to come on out to the Swift County Fairgrounds on Friday night, meet these heroes, I call them.
Absolutely.
They are, aren't they, Lance?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thank you for your time, Lance. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Lance Peterson, president of Warriors and Walleyes. And once again, Friday night at Swift County Fairgrounds around 7 o'clock. You can go out there and meet some veterans. And they go fishing and hunting this weekend here in the Q92 listen area.